It's time to take back your health and live fully. Learn how to make choices that make a difference. You can. Let's do. This is Your Health, Your Choice with your hosts, Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson.
Hello, this is Michelle Pearson. I'm here with Dr. Ray tonight, and we are your hosts for tonight's show, Your Health, Your Choice. We're excited to be with you tonight. We thank you for joining us either live or by podcast. And tonight we're going to be entering our third round of March Madness Championship Series. We're taking a takeoff on March Madness this month, and we're discussing hormones, how to stop the madness. So tonight's podcast includes an important discussion, particularly targeting longevity. Will your health take you to the final round? Are you making the shots, the choices in life, your health? Are you making the shots that will take you into a long, satisfying life? Let's talk about some ways that you can test and see how you're doing this week and what those test results mean to you, and key ways that you can measure your internal health markers. And as always, we hope to offer you tonight in just a 15-minute little tidbit bite, a wealth of inspired teaching that helps you make the changes that bring healthy beliefs in line with healthy bodies. So, available on our website, thepictureofhealth.com, last week we released a video instructing you or giving you instructions on how to test your saliva and urine pH at home. There's only a few ingredients that you need, and they're all detailed in that blog article, How to Home Test Your Saliva and Urine pH. So I encourage you, if you didn't get that last week after we talked, to go to thepictureofhealth.com, click on the blog at the top, and check out that How to Test. You can easily gather the ingredients necessary, test your pH, and then come back, show notes and audio recording, and you will then have this lesson on what those results mean and how you interpret them, what they're going to mean to you every 30 to 45 days when you reevaluate your pH testing. Now, pH falls right in line with our teaching this month on the chemistry or the endocrine system of the body. We're teaching on hormones, stop the madness, and that's all centrally located in that chemical system of your body. For a couple of weeks now, we've been talking about the difference between chemistry versus calories. And last night, we had an awesome wellness training, the one-hour Joshua Groups training that we do free every month to the first 50 callers. Last night was a powerful training on the endocrine system, and we began discussing that concept of chemistry versus calories and how you can look at your body's caloric intake or the calories that you consume, energy currency. You can think of your energy bank like a bank account or a savings account, and the calories that you take in are energy currency. And most people get the idea that calories equal weight loss or weight gain. But really, calories are more about energy. They're energy currency. Chemistry is what is responsible for weight loss or weight gain. And it's also responsible, one of the key and core factors, for health or disease. How your body's chemistry is working with the design or against the design has everything to do with whether your body is producing or resulting in health or disease and dysfunction. So we're going to step it up a little bit more tonight in just our 15 minutes that we have with you, and I'm going to discuss, after you take your body's saliva and urine pH and you record those readings, I'm going to discuss what those readings mean to you. So when you take your pH, you're going to have your saliva pH, you're going to have two readings. You're going to have one reading after the first test, and then we ask you, we give you in the video what to do next, and you perform that function, and then you test your saliva pH again. So you're going to have two readings, and those readings will be expressed in the term of a color and a number. On our website, there is a picture of a pH chart with the colors of the pH chart and the numbers that correspond with them. So when you finish your saliva pH test, you're going to have two colors and two corresponding numbers. So once you have that, I want you to come back to thepictureofhealth.com and click on today's show notes, and you'll have this recording to go over what do your results indicate is happening in your body right now. Now, as we mentioned before in our blog article and on the video, that pH testing is not diagnostic. We're not checking to see if you have something, okay? What we're doing is we're much like someone who is in gardening or agriculture or someone that has a swimming pool or a hot tub, we're checking the environment of the soil or the environment of that spa or pool water to see what is growing there. So in the same manner, you're checking the environment of the body to see if that environment is conducive to growing health and healthy function of your organs and your chemical and electrical and structural system, or is the environment of your body conducive to producing disease and dysfunction. That's what we're checking. And the wonderful thing is that urine testing will check that for you every day, every 24-hour period. And saliva testing will check that for you every 30 or 45 days. So you have two ways to measure that very easily at home to see how your health and your choices are corresponding to each other. So let's go over those results, and you'll have this to refer back to once you get your results if you haven't taken your test yet. So remember, you'll have two colors and two numbers. So in the first column we have that we'll discuss is if your pH the first time was in the blue area, if the pH strip turned blue, which means the number was somewhere between 7.2 and 8.0, that was your first test. And then your second test was also blue, between 7.2 and 8.0. Both tests were in that category. Now, this is an undesirable indication. This means that you have some reserves available in your body. Some reserves are available. Usually or typically, this person's diet is okay, but they're really headed for body exhaustion. And this type of reading, blue to blue, usually indicates short-term stress or worry. There's something, there's anxiousness or anger or worry, something that's short-term, not something that's been continuing over a period of 10, 12, 20 years, something like that, short-term. So you're rapidly using up your immediate resources, and you do have some reserve available. This person needs to deal with acute anxiety, worry, and short-term stress. And we'll talk some more as we go on how to do those things. Tonight's episode, primarily, though, is to get you the readings and what they mean to you so you can start making some steps back to health. So the next category we have is your first test was blue and your second test was green, or your first test was green and your second test was yellow. That means you started at a higher place on the chart and you moved to a lower number. For example, you might have started between 8, in the 8 range if it were blue, and you moved down into the 6s or the 5s, okay? Or you might have started with green that's in the 6.4 range or so, and you moved down into the yellow, which is 5.5. This person is headed for trouble. They also still have some reserve available, but this is a chronic stress type, okay? Because they have reserves available, it's showing higher on the first test. And because it's a chronic long-term stressor, they're showing lower on the second test. You need to make some lifestyle changes today before your body hits exhaustion. You are almost stressed out. And then the next category is yellow to yellow. That means both your tests, it didn't look like you tested it at all. That pH strip basically stayed about the same color it is when you take it out of the package. This means serious problems, and I can't stress that enough. We need to make some real choices real fast. These are all reserves gone, or you're just too uptight to utilize any reserves you have. I recommend that you start urine testing every day, and the video shows you how to do that. It's time for you to make some immediate changes in diet and in your chosen responses to stress or life issues. The good news for you is that we cover ways to do this every day on our social media outlets, all week long in our blog articles, in the multitude and plethora of articles that we have on thepictureofhealth.com. We are here to help you with every resource we've got. You can get the help that you need, real help, real hope, and real answers at thepictureofhealth.com. So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged, because you got a big wake-up call tonight. The next category is yellow to green or yellow to blue, and that means your first test was very low in number, and your second test was higher, either green or blue. This means it's not the best, but it's not as bad as some of the other categories, but you're not out of the woods just because you're in this category. Your reserves are okay, your body is somewhat stressed, and usually your emotions are the cause. You must address the emotional issues. You need to learn how to choose a different perspective, reframe what's happening, and you need to watch what you're eating and drinking and the seven essentials so that you can better respond to those emotional incidents and stresses in your life. So the next category is green to green. This means both your test scores were between 6.2 and 6.8. Both were green. This is not as desirable as perfection in the body. This isn't the ideal place for health to grow, but it's not as serious yet, so we still have time to make some changes. Reserves are available, but you're rapidly becoming exhausted, and usually it's from a major emotion like fear, anger, rage, or other negative emotions. I also recommend that this category start urine testing every day. That will help you see how you did in making healthy choices in the seven essentials in the last 24 hours, and simply make a course correction if you veer off course just a little bit. Change what you're eating and drinking and the things that you're putting into your body, whether it's spirit, soul, or body. Change those things to be things that build your health and not destroy it or tear it down. Deal with your stress in a manner that is appropriate for your personal health. And then our final category is the category that is our destination. This is our place, our wealthy place for a wealth of health. And that is when our pH registers green on our first test and blue on our second test. That's our preferred response. You have adequate reserves, and this is something that is dynamic. So if you continue to make healthy choices, spirit, soul, and body, you'll remain in this. But remember that pH and the environment of your body, just like your relationship with people and with God, is dynamic. It changes from day to day based on what? Your choices. So it is your health and your choice. And as I'm wrapping up here tonight, remember, it's your health and your choice. And we are here to help you have real help, real hope, and real answers in making good choices that produce health instead of disease. I'm Michelle Pearson. I'm here with Dr. Ray Pearson. We invite you to join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central on Your Health, Your Choice.
You've been listening to Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson. Don't forget, you can get the show notes for this and every broadcast at thepictureofhealth.com. If you have enjoyed and benefited from today's broadcast, please share it with someone else. One choice, one act of courage and kindness on your part can make a difference in someone else's life today. Join us. us every week for Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson, presented by ThePictureOfHealth.com. We will see you on the mountaintops, or from them if you snooze, because champions live differently, and your choices make that difference.